That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sherman. Mothers know that good meals can help a lot toward good marks at school, and that's one reason for building lunches and suppers often round Campbell's tomato soup. Youngsters love the lively flavor that comes from ripe tomatoes blended with fine table butter. And Mother is glad that Campbell's tomato soup brims with good tomato nourishment. Prepared with milk as an extra nourishing cream of tomato and served with a sandwich and some fruit, it makes a perfect meal for busy school days. So Mother, want to stock up on Campbell's tomato soup? The new pack is at your grocer's now. Well, it's a beautiful autumn day in the neighborhood of 22 North Hollywood Lane. And here, taking it all in on his way down to Miss Ryan's bookstore, we find Jack Carson.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be the... Gosh, isn't this a beautiful day, Tugwell?
Yeah, it sure is, Uncle Jack. You know, I think autumn is the best season of all.
Yeah. You know, we're lucky, Tugwell. It's almost winter all over the nation, and here we are in sunny California. It must be bitter cold back there, but here you get up in the morning and the first thing you see are fragrant flowers peeking into your window.
Yeah. Of course, you can't smell them until you knock the icicles off.
Well, at night there is a little breeze, but it's really not cold. It's just crisp.
Mm-hmm. You know, I forgot to cover up the canary last night. Boy, he sure felt crisp this morning.
Tugwell, you're always exaggerating. All the canary got was a little chill.
Yeah. When I opened his cage this morning, he flew into the pressure cooker and he won't come out.
Oh, he'll be all right. When the red, red robin comes by. Say, speaking of birds, Tugwell, just look at all the birds around here in the trees.
Hey, Uncle Jack, look at that one up there on that limb. Yeah, you know, the one with the blue feathers. What kind of a bird is it?
You know, my boy, sometimes you're a disappointment to me. You ought to know these things. Why don't we have that big encyclopedia at home?
To stick the bills from the May Company in.
No, I don't mean that. I've studied the nature chapter in that book, and that's the reason I can tell you what kind of a bird that is. It happens to be a whippoorwill.
Whippoorwill?
Yes, and his song sounds just like his name. Now stand perfectly still and quiet, and I'll see if I can get him to sing.
Whippoorwill. Whippoorwill. Hey, he's listening to you, Uncle Jack. I think he's getting ready. Whippoorwill. If that's a whippoorwill, she's doing her washing.
Why can't I run across a bird that listens to my program? You know, it goes around singing, good. I could get a talking bird and train it. Maybe I'll make that suggestion. There'll be red, red robin comes by. Well, here's Miss Ryan's bookstore.
Oh, what does she want to see you about, Uncle Jack?
I don't know. That's what we came down to find out. Yes, sir, it certainly is a beautiful day. Well, let's go in.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson. Hello, Tugwell.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Ryan, and how are you on this bright and glorious day?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Oh, well, how long have you been enjoying this poor health? I mean, what's the matter with you? You always feel lower than Charles Boyer's lip.
Yes, it's just that I don't have any energy.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Miss Ryan. But what was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, I thought that you could help me. You see, my telephone is up on the balcony of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it rings, I have to go up there to answer it.
I see.
Well, Mr. Carson, I bet I go up those stairs 100 times a day. Just up and down, down and up, up and down.
Yes, well, that is
down
a problem. Yes,
up.
Yes, I know that. But maybe you could get a long cord on the phone that would reach downstairs.
Well, you don't know how tired I get. Just up and down and down and up. up and down and down and up.
Everybody out, main floor.
I tell you, it just wears me out completely.
Well, after all, Miss Ryan, you're not a young girl anymore. By the way, just how old are you? Didn't you hear me, Miss Ryan? I said, how old are you?
Just up and down.
Yes, I see what you mean. But as I was saying, you might be able to attach a long cord to the phone and then you could bring it downstairs.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, I've got a long piece of wire, but the phone company hasn't had time to connect it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking that since you are a candidate for county commissioner, that you could use your influence with them.
Oh, well, yes, that's true. I'm not without a certain amount of influence around this community. I'll get in touch with the head of the phone company. He'll probably be glad to do something for me.
Oh, I knew you could help me.
Always glad to be of service, Miss Ryan. Your phone cord will be connected in no time, and you won't have to make that trip up and down so many times. If I do say so, when I guarantee to get something done, it is already accomplished.
But until then, Miss Ryan, it wouldn't hurt if you practiced sliding down the banister.
Never mind, Tugwell.
I'm very grateful, Mr. Carson. This is going to save so much wear and tear on my feet. Did I ever tell you about the trouble I have with my feet?
No, but...
They've been hurting me since October 1929.
Well, how can you remember the exact date?
My arches in the stock market fell at the same time.
Now, so long, Miss Ryan. Don't worry, I'll see that your phone extension is connected immediately. Come on, Tugwell.
Goodbye.
Carson, I don't see why you're always telling someone that you can help them out of difficulties.
What's wrong with what I told Miss Ryan?
Well, sir, you don't know anybody with the telephone company. Why do you always handicap yourself?
Treacher, I may not know anybody at the phone company, but they certainly know me.
Yes, sir, that's an additional handicap.
Treacher, Miss Ryan is all alone there in that bookshop, and she's sort of helpless, and, well, she needs somebody to look after her. And since this is a job for a man, naturally, she turned to me.
Doesn't she know any men? What I mean, sir, is, well, you're dealing with a phone company. You know you've had a bit of trouble with them yourself.
Oh, you mean that bill for August? I paid that.
I know, sir, but now they want their money for this August.
Treacher, that company can't be broke. Well, there are thousands of people who pay their bill right on the dot.
Yes, but don't forget that in this case, you're asking a favor of them.
Well, that's right. But why should I be afraid to call the phone company? I am running for county commissioner, and I am a taxpayer. I think I'll go in the front room and call them right now. See, I guess I'll have to paint the inside of this phone booth. So much scribbling on the walls. How do you suppose Kilroy got in here? Oh, well, I'll get Tugwell to paint it someday.
Number, please.
Oh, hello, operator. This is Jack Carson.
Yes, I know. We haven't had a call from you in a long time. My, that coin you dropped must have made a big noise in that empty box.
Operator, I didn't call for a conversation with you, if you don't mind. Besides, my nickel is just as good as anybody's else.
Better. It has antique value.
Will you just give me my number, please? I want to talk to the manager of the phone company.
He lives in Beverly Hills. That's a 10-cent call.
I don't care how much it costs.
You don't?
No.
Goodness, did Mr. Truman lift the control on your piggy bank, too?
Operator, just get me the number.
One moment, please. I'll connect you with our general manager, Mr. Wagner. Mr. Wagner?
Yes?
This is Operator 26. Guess who's calling you?
Who?
Did you happen to see two guys from Milwaukee?
Yes, but for some reason I didn't like it.
Well, here's the reason.
Operator, you please keep out of this. Hello, Mr. Wagner.
Yes?
This is Jack Carson.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a lady friend who, well, her name is Miss Ryan, and she's a very nice person, and, well, what I mean is... She has a telephone, but she's not very happy the way it is now. You see, what she would like to have is a new connection.
That's very interesting, Carson, but I'm a married man.
No. You don't understand. You see, this Miss Ryan runs a bookstore, and her telephone is upstairs. She'd like to have it fixed so she can bring it downstairs.
Yes, I see. Well, in order to do that, it's necessary to attach an intercommunicating cord, and we don't have any of those right now.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. She's got one. In fact, she's sitting down there in her shop right now with a loose extension. Oh, no! What I mean is...
Mr. Carson, I'd like to help you out with your problem, but our company is a little short of mechanics, so I'm afraid it will be quite a while before
just,
we could...
Just a moment, Mr. Wagner. As you know, I'm running in this district for county commissioner.
Yes?
If I'm elected, I'm sure that you may be asking me for a favor now and then.
Hmm. Well, I never thought of that, Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, come to think of it, there's a favor I'd like to ask of you right now.
Well, gladly. Of course, I'm not elected yet, but what could I do for you?
You could pay your phone bill for last August.
Oh, that. Well, Mr. Wagner, about that bill, the reason I haven't paid it before is because I have a complaint.
A complaint?
Yes. You see, during that month, I made a local call to a girlfriend of mine, and as I understand it, I'm allowed to talk for 5 minutes for a nickel.
That is correct.
Well, the operator cut me off before I was finished.
I did not.
You did, too. Right in the middle of my conversation with this girl, I was dead.
Listen, you were dead with that girl before you started talking.
That's not the point. I still have the equivalence of 2 minutes coming to me.
Very well, Mr. Carson. We'll send you a 2-cent stamp in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner. And about that extension cord for Miss Ryan's phone?
Well, I'll talk to our maintenance department. Perhaps they can send someone over.
Oh, swell. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Come in.
Hi there, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Well, Dell and Norma Jean, I was expecting a man from the phone company. Tell me, what have you two been up to, anyway?
Well, Norma Jean has a little surprise for you, Jack.
Really? Is it about the campaign you're putting on among the kids to elect me commissioner, honey?
Well, I did get quite a lot of new members at school for your fan club.
You did? Oh, that's nice.
I would have got more, but I ran out of licorice.
You ran out of what?
Well, whenever I try to get a new member to sign up for the club, I always give them a piece of licorice.
Oh, gosh, honey, you don't have to do that. If you want them to join the fan club, all you have to tell the kids is that Mr. Carson is the best man for commissioner because he's honest and he's smart and he's a real credit to the community.
It works much better with licorice. Yeah.
Well, what's the surprise, honey?
Mr. Sharpe taught me a song I can sing the next time you have a political rally.
Oh, Dell, that was a swell idea. Now, why didn't I think of that? You taught her a little campaign song, huh?
Well, yes, I guess you could call it that, Jack. It's a very cute song, and it's bound to be popular.
Well, let's hear it.
Go ahead, honey.
A tomato must remain with the sun and the rain, or its luscious flavor won't come true.
To each his own, to each his own.
A bowl of Campbell's soup.
I mean tomato, Campbell's fine Al, tomato.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I thought this was a campaign song. Now, how could this possibly get me elected?
Well, it may not get you elected, Jack, but it'll keep you working.
Oh, excuse me, yeah.
You know, Campbell's tomato soup is the soup most folks like best, and I guess that makes it just about as popular as romance as the theme for a song. And what a hit it is right now, with a new pack on grocer shelves so folks can have plenty. Jack, you gotta admit, it's a catchy tune. Oh, that tomato, Campbell's fine tomato.
Del, do the songwriters know that you've changed all their words?
Well, no, but I bet they'll give me something for improving their song.
Yeah, I want to be there when they give it to you. Well, I like the original words of the song, especially those in the middle. It went, if a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. Isn't that beautiful? To open each door, there's a key.
I changed that.
You did?
Yes, I made it. To open each can, there's a can opener.
I see what you mean. That is much more romantic.
Sing the rest of it, Norma Jean.
With its fine tangy zest, it's the soup that folks like best, and it's waiting at your grocer's now.
No need to wait, so don't be late. It's time to stock up now.
Go to your grocer's
and get Campbell's tomato soup.
the season's new pack.
The tomato soup that most folks lack the
knack. Thank you. Thank you for joining in, Jack. I knew you'd get carried away. Well, I gotta go now. So long.
So long, Del. Oh, that Del. One of these days, he'll probably write a song called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Chicken Noodle.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin with Stuart Wade and the Martin Men. You make me feel so young. So young, you make me feel so spring and sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy
individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek.
I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
Oh, you and I are just like a couple of tots, running across the meadow and picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful thing to be flung.
And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do
today, because you make me feel so.
My word, there goes the door buzzer again. That's the way it goes around here all day long. Answer the door, mend the socks, wash the dishes. Sometimes I wonder why I stay on this job when I could have such a brilliant career as a Hollywood picket. You know, I understand that at some studios you can get $15 a day and all the actors you can eat. Coming, coming.
How do you do? I'm with the telephone company.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Carson mentioned that someone was coming over in regard to the Miss Ryan matter.
Yes, my name is Wagner. I'm general manager of the company, and although I don't usually make personal calls, I go right by this house on my way home.
Yes, I see. Mr. Carson is out right now, sir, but won't you go into the front room and make yourself comfortable?
Thank you.
Have a seat, sir.
Thanks, I will. My goodness, this is an odd-looking room. My, what a strange thing to have tacked up on the wall. Map of Griffith Park. I wonder why it has those colored pins stuck in it.
Oh, hello, who are you?
My name is Wagner.
Oh, well, mine's Tugwell. Are you waiting for my Uncle Jack?
Yes, I was just looking around this room here. Could you tell me why those colored pins are stuck in that map of Griffith Park?
Oh, Uncle Jack puts those in there. You see, the red pins are the benches where you don't have to worry about a prowl car.
Yes, but what's the black pin up there?
Oh, that was a date Uncle Jack had one night that didn't turn out very well. You see, when he talks about it, he always calls it the strange love of Martha Gittelschreiber.
Being such a ladies' man, I imagine your uncle uses the telephone quite a bit, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does. But boy, if the phone company ever finds out how many times he uses it when they don't know about it.
When the phone company doesn't know about it?
Yeah. You see that baseball bat hanging there by the booth?
Yes, yes.
Well, of course it doesn't always work, but sometimes you can lift the receiver and hit the phone as hard as you can with a baseball bat. And to the operator, it sounds just like a nickel.
You don't say.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not as strong as Uncle Jack. He can hit it so hard it sounds like a quarter.
My goodness, that must take quite a blow.
Yeah. One night he called Milwaukee and he got blisters on his hands. You know, he hit that bell so many times the neighbors thought he was killing a good humor man.
Young man, you may be interested to know that I am Mr. Wagner, manager of the phone company.
Yeah, well, I... Huh? Hey, manager of the phone company?
Yes, now, what have you got to say to that?
I wish I was dead.
Well, I got to call Miss Ryan. Where's that baseball bat?
Not now, Uncle Jack, not now.
Oh, here it is, yes.
Uncle Jack, put that bat down. Oh, please, put that bat down.
Why?
Well, didn't you notice we got a visitor? This is Mr. Wagner of the telephone company.
How do you do? Telephone company?
Yes.
Well, don't just stand there. Pitch me a baseball.
Listen, Carson, your nephew has told me all about everything. Just look at that telephone. It's so bent up that we'll have to send it out to a body in Fender Works.
It could have happened from the last earthquake.
Now, don't give me any excuses. And as far as that extension cord for Miss Ryan goes, she'll be lucky now if she ever gets it. Goodbye.
But Miss Wagner, Miss Ryan needs the extension.
She's gone, Uncle Jack.
Oh, gee, now we've done it. Poor Miss Ryan. Now she'll never get her cord connected up unless I fix it myself.
Uncle Jack, you're going to connect it up?
Certainly.
Poor Miss Ryan.
Treacher, old Treacher.
Yes, sir?
Get Tugwell's tool chest. We're going down to Miss Ryan's bookstore.
Mr. Carson, now that you have all the inner workings of the telephone laid out on the floor, do you remember which is which?
Of course I do. Now, let's see. This green wire here goes on the screw over here.
But, sir, as I said before, it won't stay in place unless you use some solder.
Don't worry. It'll hold very well the way I'm fixing it. Miss Ryan, hand me another bobby pin.
Dear Mr. Carson, I do hope you know what you're doing.
Oh, tut, tut, Miss Ryan. Mechanical things have always been my specialty. Now, where did I put that screwdriver?
Oh, here's Norma Jean.
Hello, everybody. Mr. Carson, what are you doing down on the floor?
I'm attaching a new cord to Miss Ryan's telephone.
Do you know how to do it?
Of course I do. I can fix anything. You should know that, honey. When your little wagon needed some new wheels, didn't I make some for you?
Yes.
Don't you like the way I fixed it?
Oh, yes, I'm very proud of it. There isn't another kid in the neighborhood whose wagon has square wheels.
Yes, well, that's the coming thing, modern design, you know.
Yes, yes. You know, those square wheels will come in very handy if they ever start building round sidewalks.
Why? Just a couple more taps with a hammer, huh? There. Everything is back in place again. Your phone is all connected, Miss Ryan.
Oh, wonderful. Do you think it will work now?
Do I think it'll work? Of course it will. Let's see, now, who shall I call? Oh, I know. I've been meaning to call Jennifer Jones. She gave me her number one night at a party. I wrote it down someplace. Here it is. Crestview 52111.
Joe's Fish Market.
What did you say?
Joe's Fish Market. Come on, what do you want? I'm busy.
Is Jennifer there?
Look, we got halibut, whitefish, flatfish, and barracuda. Jennifer, we ain't got.
Oh, excuse me.
What's the matter, Mr. Carson?
Well, I can't understand that. Jennifer wouldn't give me the number of a fish market, certainly.
Why not, sir? Greer Garson gave you the number of a hot dog stand in Catalina.
Oh, nonsense. I must have dialed the wrong number. I'll try again. Crestview... 5, 2, 1, 1, 1.
Joe's Fish Market.
Yeah. What?
Joe's Fish Market. What do you want?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want a fish market.
What's the matter with fish?
Well, nothing, but I just didn't want...
You don't like fish, eh? You probably caused a meat shortage all by yourself.
Well, I did not.
I'll bet you're the kind of a guy who waits out the stockyards and bites the pigs as they come out.
I never bit a pig in my life. Oh, why should I talk to you? I'll get the operator.
Number, please.
Operator, this is Jack Carson. There's something wrong with this line.
There certainly is. Has someone been fooling around with the connections over there?
Well, I did attach a little cord.
So that's what it is. Hold on. The manager of the company wants to speak to you. Go ahead, Mr. Wagner. It's Mr. Carson.
Hello, Carson. What's been going on over there on this line?
Well, I hooked up that extension for Miss Ryan. It's possible that I did make a little mistake.
A little mistake? Somehow or other, you cut in on our overseas cable. And you fouled up the international service as far away as Hong Kong. You've had Yugoslavia talking to Poland. You've had Hindustan talking to Mexico. And you've even had Molotov speaking to Byrne.
Yes. Mr. Wagner, I didn't mean to...
Carson, the phone company has had all the trouble from you that they want. We may be able to straighten out this tangle, but if we have the slightest trouble with you in the future, we'll yank out Miss Ryan's phone and yours, too. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner.
Who was that, Mr. Carson?
Who? Oh, that was an official at the phone company. He was telling me how much they appreciated the fine job I did over here.
Isn't Mr. Carson wonderful, Miss Ryan? He can fix anything.
Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks.
That reminds me, Mr. Carson. You were telling me a story yesterday, and you didn't finish it.
Story? What story was that?
It was about another big repair job you did. Don't you remember? It was that time when Boulder Dam broke down, and you fixed it with your Boy Scout knife.
Oh, yes. Well, there I was, holding back 70,000 tons of water with my left hand, and with my right hand, I was keeping all the dynamos going. It took humor and human strength.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Say, for supper tomorrow, I hope you find waiting for you a big steaming plate of Campbell's tomato soup. Why, it makes you hungry just to see it set before you. Then you get a whiff of the appetizing aroma, and right away you think of plump red tomatoes ripened under the August sun. But the best moment comes when you dip in your spoon and taste that wonderful tomato richness. Good. Yes, sir, Campbell's tomato soup is made from the world's finest tomatoes, picked at their prime, blended with fine table butter into a satin-smooth puree, and seasoned just so, to point up the lively tomato flavor. Sometimes you'll want to have it with milk added as an extra delicious, extra nourishing cream of tomato. So what do you say? For supper tomorrow, how about starting off with Campbell's tomato soup?
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
This is Jack Carson again. Folks, remember how doggone good you felt as a kid every time you helped somebody less fortunate out than yourself? Seems to me as we grow older, we don't give those friendly instincts a workout as often as we should. And right now is our big chance to get that grand feeling of doing something worthwhile for others by contributing to the community chest in our hometown. Our chance to give to everybody who needs help, the young and the old, the sick in heart, as well as the sick in body. Yes, friends, everybody benefits, so everybody give to the community chest. Good night, all. Remember our date next Wednesday, huh?
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.